Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Do you know why we're here today, church today? Do you know why we are here on this day? Why are we here on Saturday? To worship God? Yes?
Because that was the day that Jesus rested on the seventh day after creating the earth.
Very good. Okay, we're going to review the Ten Commandments for just a little bit, but then we're going to concentrate on number 10. And I have a story to tell you about number 10. All right, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Some of you are saying it. That's very good. Number 2, you should not make any carved images that shows God or anything like that, or trees or idols or anything like that, right? Number 3, don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Number 4, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number 5, you should not murder. Don't take a life unnecessarily, all right? Number 6, should not commit adultery. None of you are young or old enough to ever have that problem right now. All right, the next one, you shall not steal. The next one says you shouldn't tell a lie, especially when you lie on somebody else or about somebody else. So gossip and lying just is not a good thing, right? The last one is thou shalt not covet. Do you know what covet means? If somebody owns something, it's okay to say, oh, that's nice, and maybe someday I would like to have that or something like that. But if you want their stuff, that's covet. And it can lead to jealousy. It can lead to murder. It can lead to so many other things. Even the Bible says it's just like idolatry. You're like worshiping that stuff that belongs to somebody else. I don't know if the pictures are up yet. But when I was growing up, we had a great big station wagon. It was one of those great big station wagons. You see the picture behind you. And we loved that station wagon. We loved it. I mean, loved that car. And sometimes we would take trips in that car. I have two brothers, one older, one younger. Mom and Daddy would usually sit in the front seat. Sometimes the three of us would sit in the middle seat, but this back part that had the two seats, that was my favorite place to be. And I claimed it as mine. Was it really mine? No, it wasn't mine. But I claimed it. Now, if we were traveling, those seats would come down and make a bed, and so the whole back end could be a bed. My younger brother, when we made it into a bed, wanted to go back there with me. And I didn't want him to, but he fussed, and he was coveting my back seat, my car, my part of the car. Had to give in, though, because sometimes even Mama would curl back there when we stopped to take a break. Older brother usually lay down in the middle section because he was taller. And if me, my younger brother, and Mama laid in the back, that left lots of room for Daddy to stretch out in the front seat. But there began to be a problem. I would always go to the back part of that car. And one day, even my older brother said, I want that part of the car. But he's bigger than me. I want that part of the car. I don't know why you always sit back there. You sit in the middle with younger brother. Was he coveting the back part of the car? Yes, he was. Being bigger than me, I had to give in. But after he sat back there for a little while, he decided it was too cramped, so he didn't like sitting back there, even when both the seats were up. So then younger brother got in on the act, and he said, the back part of that car is mine. You can't have it. Was he coveting the back part of the car? Yes, he was. But in reality, I was too, because the car didn't even belong to me. Who did the car belong to? Mom and Dad. So all three of us were guilty of wanting a part of a car that didn't even belong to us. But covet is not just wanting a part of the car. And now sometimes I know some of y'all do that. Sometimes you want the front seat of the car. Don't always like to be in the middle. Sometimes you want the front seat. Or when it's dinner time, sometimes you want first. And there's a lot of other things that you claim or think you want that really don't even belong to you. That is the spirit of covetousness. Wanting something that belongs to somebody else, but you want it. And if you're not willing to surrender that want to, that's when people actually steal. That's when they get into fights, like my older brother and I got into. He won. Remember, he's bigger than me. He won. But then he didn't like what he got. So he gave me back the back part of that car. So when we are looking at the Ten Commandments, we need to understand that God gave all of them to us to help us live a good life and a happy life. And again, there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, that's a pretty house, or that's a nice car, or that's a pretty dress, or that's a nice suit. Ooh, I like those tennis shoes. Nothing wrong with that. But if you want to take it away from somebody to whom it belongs, that's when you're coveting. So the 10th commandment says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant or his maidservant, nor his ox. Most of you don't have to worry about wanting somebody's cow. Nor his donkey, nor anything that belongs to his neighbor. And again, it's okay to say that's a nice house, that's nice stuff. But if, absolute. But if you try to take it away from them, that's covetousness. All right? So think about it when you fight over the front seat of a car, or when you see something that belongs to somebody else and you want it really bad. Just say, no, it's not mine. Because that will protect you from stealing. It will protect you from lying. It will protect you from hurting somebody else, fighting over stuff that doesn't even belong to you. Amen? All right. Who would like to pray for us today? First hand up.
Dear God, thank you for all done. Thank you for protection and guidance and doors being the same man.